so welcome to Burn, Build, Made. This is episode 16, and today we are talking with Carla Mendoza, a.k.a. Maker Babe DIY, a.k.a. the woodworking Martha Stewart, she says on Instagram. Yeah, I don't know. How many podcasts have you done, Carla?
Yeah, this is my first.
This is your first? Okay, well, this is my first time interviewing anyone, so I appreciate your patience.
No, don't worry about it. I'm good.
Why don't I just start by asking how you started making things? Because I know you work in a pharmacy, which doesn't usually go with woodworking. How did that start?
I was in college for a nutrition dietetics, and I got distracted a lot on Pinterest. And then when I moved out to an apartment while I was in school, I started making things for the apartment. And then that's where it started. And then I got a trailer and moved back home for, I guess, good. And ended up starting on the trailer one day and never stopped.
So you're doing the tiny house thing.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's something that I hope to jump into pretty soon. I've been watching Mike Montgomery make his bus conversion. Yeah. And that's always interested me too, because I can't fathom the idea of a mortgage.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So it's working out for you though.
It's working out, yeah. I wouldn't do this forever, definitely. But I definitely would not go to a huge, large scale, definitely, because you don't need that much. Yeah, it makes you very conscious of like what you need and what you don't need.
How functional is, you say trailer, is this like an RV?
Yeah, is it an RV or is it a trailer? Yeah, it just hooks up to a truck, anything to pull it.
Okay, it's a U-tow.
Yeah, U-tow.
Okay, does it have a working shower?
It does, but I don't use it because I don't have heat. The furnace doesn't work.
Ah, and you don't really need heat.
Not really. Like, except our winter wasn't bad this year, or it wasn't like crazy bad, especially like not like you guys. There's no snow here.
Right.
So I'm lucky in there. I'm good with like a heater and like a electric blanket, and I'm good.
And what have the big improvements been so far in the trailer remodel?
Honestly, getting things out of here. I think my challenge was my dad was against me demoing it. And so I've slowly taken things out in order to get to where I want to be. But now he doesn't say much. I just do it and he doesn't. He just stays quiet.
If you had your way, would you have just gutted it in the first place and started fresh?
Yeah, 100%. Like, it would have been 1,000 times easier.
Hmm. Okay. And you have a whole blog about this, right?
Well, I started it when I started the remodel, just to keep track of it for myself. But I haven't updated anything on it. I just have kind of before pictures.
Okay, so Instagram is the best place to keep up with your projects.
Yeah, but I'm really bad at posting.
Well, you post a lot of stories, so I think that counts.
Yeah, yeah. I do stories. I just don't do pictures. I'm like, there's nothing good enough ever to post. So I'm like, I'm not going to post it.
I'm the same way. I'm really self-conscious. I'm like, well, if I create a post, it lasts forever, so it better be good.
Yeah, exactly.
I found you through Patrick Reynolds' stories.
I haven't met him yet. I can't wait to meet him. He's like super interesting. He knows so much. I love it.
Right.
But I don't even know how he found me or how I found him. But I know it has to do something with Maker Summer Camp. I think I mentioned that I was I bought the tickets, and then I kind of got a few followers from that. And he's one of them. And then he offered for me to volunteer for the Catskills. So I'm going to be with the electrical. And so I get a pass. So I'm like super excited.
Awesome. So you're going to be presenting, well, as a volunteer.
Yeah. I'm like,
with Patrick.
Yes. Presenting what?
Nice. Okay. Ben Ueda also follows you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you met him?
I have. I've met him at a meet. He's really cool. Very, very, very inspiring. Like, he turns anything into everything.
Well, I notice you both work with cement.
Yeah. I definitely learned everything from him. Like, that's the one person that I follow.
Nice.
Like, to the T. Like, if you don't do what he says, like, you fuck up.
Well, he does have an air of authority with him, doesn't he? I like the knowledge share that happens in our community, like in the maker community. It's really easy to find other people who are doing something similar to what you want to do. And Ben and Mike and that crowd are definitely, they're going at it. I mean, what projects are part of a, he did that entire, what do you call it? Shipping container homes.
Mm-hmm.
And there must be enough projects involved in the shipping container homes to apply to any situation that you're building something, right?
Yeah.
Well, neat. Neat. So something that I wanted to talk with you about was collecting things and accumulating crap.
Yes.
And avoiding becoming a hoarder, avoiding accumulating stuff.
Which is hard.
It is hard. It's really important to me, but was that sparked for you by the trailer remodel and the small space?
I honestly think it was sparked more because of my dad, because just being more conscious of like my dad and how he is. I think like once we moved out of here, we started to like want to be in more of like a empty space rather than a filled space. And I think here we're more in a filled space rather than an empty space. So my brother and I are trying to be more conscious of being minimalistic and not overbuying, because we tend to do that as well.
Okay, because I have a similar experience with my mother, who likes to collect things. When I was young, we used to go garage sailing and just buy all kinds of little stuff for cheap, and then we would end up with it, and then we would have garage sales. I think living in an apartment, in a small apartment with a roommate, definitely made me realize I want as little stuff as possible while still having... Yeah. Decor and the necessities.
I think that being brought up in that environment, kind of we are able to see it a little bit clearer or something, or we don't like it, so we want to change it.
Right. Do you have anything that you're trying to get rid of right now?
Yeah, clothes. Because I think it's just normal for girls to have a bunch of clothes. And I've gotten to the point where I'm trying to just keep just like what I need, and that's it. Because I don't wear half the things I have.
How efficient do you want to become with the clothes? Are you going to turn into Steve Jobs, who wore like the same style turtleneck and the same style jeans?
Well,
and just had three of each one.
I'm kind of on that track, because I tend to like buy the same thing, like three colors, like probably like a nude, a white, and a black.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I like the style, then I kind of just do that. And it's a lot easier too. Like, yeah. So kind of.
Yeah, it's sort of automatic organization, isn't it?
Yeah.
I bought all the same socks so that I never have to match them again. And it's wonderful. My life has been changed for the last year just by owning all the same socks.
Did you have to get rid of all your socks first?
Yeah, yeah. I had to say goodbye to a lot of really interesting socks with patterns. But they weren't anything special. So what kind of things do you... feel are worth storing?
My sports stuff.
That don't get used all the time.
And the opposite, winter. Like, so, like, winter stuff now, and then for summer, like, the summer stuff.
Seasonal things. Okay.
But, yeah, definitely just projects, tools, and all my, like, camping or whatever sport I'm doing. Because I usually switch it up a lot.
That makes sense. Seasonal things and activity-based things. So are you overflowing with tools right now because you haven't gotten to the point where you have a shop?
Not really. I've made like the benches for everything already, except for maybe one or two tools. But I don't know. I think I was working towards that. And so I was conscious of what I was making, kind of. But yeah, my dad just has like a huge tarp over everything. And that's like my tent shop.
Gotcha. Yeah. Is a shop on the horizon? Is that like within reach for you?
It is, yeah. I'm just looking for cheap lumber. I did find someone, but I didn't pull the trigger. I think it was because I realized how much work it was going to be to actually bring 66 pieces of 2x4s that are 10 feet long onto the truck.
That's a lot to do. Are you working alone?
No, I think my dad's going to help me with it because he does construction.
Okay.
And he built one before. And when I saw that he built that one, I was like, oh, I'm definitely going to build a
shop.
Right.
You've got like a mentor to help you with things, right?
Yeah.
How big is it going to be?
I'm thinking so far a 10 by 12, but if I can do a 10 by 16, I'll do 10 by 16.
That's a good size. I think that's bigger than Brett McAfee's
new show.
No, his is 10x16. I asked him.
Oh, it is? Okay. Nice.
I was like, I need to know, because he's in California as well, so the laws are similar, so, and I haven't, like, actually looked into it. I know 10x12 is safe, but I don't know about 10x16, so I got to look a little bit into it.
Okay, so I have a question about this, because he started building his shop, and he was talking about all the regulations, and he said separate buildings are okay as long as they're 10x16, right? And I thought, why can't you have three of those really close to each other and just overlap the roofs a little bit and just be able to walk between them with no permits?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm scared of, is the rules and regulations. I don't want them to come down and be like, hey, you got to take this down. And I'm like, but you just got to bring an extension cord into the building or to the area, I guess. You can't actually wire it. I think that's when you need to involve the city. But I don't know about having multiple, like, together. Like, I would, you know, you could do one wood shop and the other one metal or whatever.
Yeah, it's probably best to err on the side of caution.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of doing something similar. Oh, no, you froze. Maybe I froze, too.
It froze.
Hey, listeners, jumping in here from the future as I'm editing this audio. Unfortunately, we did lose our connection for a little while, and then even though we did resume it, we lost the second half of the conversation, which was riveting. We talked about gardening. We talked about how many Bloody Marys Carla could drink at 2:30 in the afternoon, and much more. However, we do hope to give it another shot sometime using the appropriate software. And in the meantime, I heard that Carla's going to be on the Maker's Happy Hour. So find her there. Find her on Instagram at MakerBabeDIY. And you can learn all about her new tomato plants and her upcoming shop build, which is going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. So the keyword for this episode, in case you're trying to have me ship you free stuff, the keyword for this episode is going to be minimalism. It's going to be minimalism. That's it. I will catch you on the next one. Our music is provided by Ampletunes. Thanks, Zach Herberholtz. And I hope you're all hanging in there. I hope you're hanging in there, and I hope you're making awesome stuff. Thanks, guys.